Meeting Places' Tom Johnston reported that the U.S. Department of Justice on Tuesday said it is expanding its investigation of record high beef prices to 8 major grocery chains. In a post on X, the DOJ's Antitrust Division said Associate Attorney General Stanley Woodward sent letters to Kroger, Walmart, Publix, Albertsons, Aldi, Ahold Delhaize, Costco, and Amazon, Johnston reported. Beef prices are a critical concern to Americans and a priority for this Justice Department, the Post stated. The Trump administration first said last year that producers have to get their prices down, then blamed the Big Four meatpackers and launched an antitrust probe in May, and now is rattling the next link in the meat supply chain, Johnston reported. The executive branch's search for answers continues despite what economists say are the clear culprits: a record-low cattle inventory caused primarily by droughts and prolonged by persistent consumer beef demand. Fox Business' Michael Sinkiewicz reported that Associate Attorney General Stanley E. Woodward Jr. sent letters to the 8 companies regarding recent increases in the retail price for beef, according to the Justice Department. The letters obtained by Fox Business provide details about the scope of the investigation, showing that federal antitrust officials are examining retailers' beef pricing strategies, profit margins, costs, and purchasing arrangements dating back to 2020, Sinkiewicz reported. The Antitrust Division is assessing trends in beef prices, a matter of critical concern to the American public and a priority for the United States Department of Justice, Woodward wrote in identical letters dated July 14 and addressed separately to each company. The DOJ said it would seek records from each company related to its retail beef sales and prices, wholesale purchases, costs and margins, pricing and purchasing strategies, and analyses of trends in wholesale and retail beef prices. Investigators are also seeking information about other factors influencing beef prices, Sinkiewicz reported. DOJ requested that company personnel brief investigators on 4 areas, including how their beef pricing strategies and margins have changed between 2020 and 2026, changes in costs over the same period, and their wholesale arrangements for purchasing beef from meatpackers. Beef prices likely to remain high well into 2027. Newsweek's Hugh Cameron reported that, according to the latest inflation report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, beef and veal prices rose 9.4% in the 12 months that ended July. Ground beef climbed 9%, uncooked beef steaks by 9.6%, and uncooked beef roasts by 13.5%, all far outpacing the 3.4% overall inflation rate. Years of drought, high input costs, and herd liquidation have pushed prices to record levels, with screwworm outbreaks also putting pressure on foreign supplies, Cameron reported. According to Labor Department data, the price of ground beef has risen by roughly 24% to $6.89 per pound since Trump returned to office. And both the government and independent analysts believe that this trend is set to continue amid growing demand in the U.S., the country's cattle herd hitting a 75-year low, and the years needed to rebuild supplies, Cameron reported. The cattle shortage will likely keep beef prices elevated well into 2027. Sylvain Charlebois, a professor of food distribution and policy at Dalhousie University in Canada, told Newsweek in mid-August. DOJ previously launched investigation into meatpackers. Meeting Places' Chris Moore reported in May that federal officials also highlighted an ongoing antitrust investigation into the broader meatpacking sector. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said prosecutors have reviewed more than 3 million documents and conducted interviews as part of the probe, which is examining whether market concentration has driven higher beef prices. The 4 largest beef processors, Tyson Foods, Cargill, JBS USA, and National Beef, packing control about 85% of the U.S. fed cattle market, according to officials, Moore reported. The companies have faced private lawsuits alleging price fixing through supply restrictions, though they have denied the claims. Some firms have agreed to settlements without admitting liability. Blanche said the DOJ would use every law enforcement tool available and encouraged whistleblowers across the supply chain to come forward, noting potential financial rewards tied to successful enforcement actions, Moore reported.